Okay. Before us is the amendment.
Should I do an amendment first or do the whole thing?
All right. We do have amendment before us, but I'm sorry, during the break I did get several cards. I have
Antoinette, the Shazer.
Okay. Is any of these people, if you wish to speak, then please come forward. Freddie Smith. Please have a seat. And again, we're discussing anything but the contents of the RFP. Thank you. And please introduce yourselves.
Hello, my name is Antonio DeShazer, Executive Director of Mann Tampa Recovery Center. I would just like to go on record as saying that I do believe that we should go, that the contract should be granted on a month-to-month basis going forward until we address all the concerns that was raised here today.
Madam Chair, County Supervisor, my name is Freddie Smith. I am a product of Mack Talbot Recovery Services. And the reason why I'm sitting before you now, I've grown up in this county all of my life. And through my employment, I've been able to learn all of the ins and outs about businesses at the county level, at the state level. And today, I'm even questioning, again, due process. I heard a lot of great arguments legally, but we didn't come here prepared for that. We're not even saying don't give the business to Genesis. We just want a fair shot. I think we deserve that. In doing the RFP, our intent was to get a fair shot. Now, regardless how all this information came about, we're here today, hopefully, to get that shot. And so I am pleading with you. Before you let this go forward, before you give it a year or 2 years, give it a month to month. We're not in competition with Genesis where we want stuff side by side that way. We want due process of the RFPs that were submitted. So basically, we're asking you to do your jobs even more. Because that's basically what it's all about. Thank you.
Thank you. Emma Harrell?
Speaking.
My name is Emma Harrell, and I live on the 2800 block North 33rd Street. And I have been a block captain in that area community for about 30-plus years, and I do have a concern. My concern is with Genesee, the proposal that had been written, we have not received any comments from the proposal regards to the amendments that have been written. And I would like to bring some things to the table. And I'd like to know, first of all, is it appropriate for me to say these things?
No.
Okay. Okay. Third of all, I just want clarity.
Okay.
And I requested that I think that Mr. Regina need a fair shake at this situation, because we do have a lot of concerns with Genesee as being in the community, as being a block captain. And right now, I'm not going to bring those concerns to the table right now, but maybe in the future. And also that I feel, though, that Mr. Carajani, for his proposal, and Genesis should have a one-month-to-month contract until the matter had been resolved. And as being a block captain in my community for quite some time, for 30-plus years, and I'd like to be kept informed of what's going on. So, therefore, we can let the community and the neighbor know what's going on, what business going on in my community. And I would appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Stormy
Rockadell.
They call me Stormy Monday, but Wednesday is even worse. No, I'm not. Thank you for this opportunity, first of all. I appreciate it. I'm here, I know you won't believe this, but I came from the civil rights era. And so I recognize the bottom line, it is about civil rights. Hello. So here we have an opportunity. I worked in the nonprofit arena. I worked with domestic violence for over 15 years and had a very close relationship with Matt Talbot, even before Carl Rajani came into the game, which I really appreciate because it's been taken up a whole nother notch. As we well know, there's always plenty of money that seems to be available for our children and for our women, but I've always been at the forefront in regards to fighting for our men. And I think this is a prime opportunity, and not just for them per se, but for our community. And so if we could just recognize due process, doing the right thing, you know, as Spike Lee would say, being fair, bottom line, is like, hello, this is not fair. Let's recognize and take our responsibilities very seriously, which I'm sure all y'all do, otherwise you would be sitting in these seats in the first term place. But keep it real. This is the Stone Railroad. Let's get an opportunity to see who could do the best job fairly, and then go ahead and allow them to run with that contract. That seems fair to me. So, you know, not that I'm anybody, but somebody that genuinely cares about the community and, bottom line, cares about making a difference. So I just want to say thank you. I hope you really reconsider. And that month to month sounds like that might work temporarily. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Last card is from Michelle Crockett.
Watch and see what time it is. Good morning, Madam Chair and the Health and Needs Committee. It is an honor to sit before you today and speak. I have in the past submitted letters on behalf of Genesis Behavior Services and the services that we provide in this community. My personal background, I have been a citizen of Milwaukee for 35 years, and I, as an individual, have provided a lot of volunteer service and assistance to many in this community. Here today, the company that I represent, Genesis Behavior Services, provide those same services to the citizens who cannot speak for themselves. A week ago, we received a letter in which we were awarded a contract. Today, we hear it's no longer an awarded contract. I feel that the contract should remain as it was awarded. I think and recommend and ask that the committee represent that respect the committee and their staff who reviewed the proposals as well as made the decisions. And I think, as well as our company, that the appeal process should move forth. And we, too, will work with that appeal process. As noted, if something else is probably granted, we will also perhaps appeal and bring in our attorneys. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I do believe that is all of the cards that I have. Go ahead and stay right there. I know you antsy. All right, is there anyone else who wishes to speak? All right, seeing no one. We do have an amendment in front of us by Supervisor Jurcik. Madam Chair, Madam Clerk, would you please read the amendment that's before us?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, it looks like the amendment on line 95 of your resolution amends Genesis Behavioral Services to a month-to-month contract at an amount of $231,012 per month.
All right. Is there any further comments or questions on the amendment from the committee? Supervisor Ryan.
Just a technical question on the amendment. I presume that the corresponding numbers under the sub. The subtotals for this these agencies, as well as the total BHD contract agencies, would be amended accordingly. All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right. Supervisor Mayo.
I have a question for Corp Counsel or Department Head. On a month-to-month contract, will the appeal process will start or will it not be started?
Madam Chair, if the intent today is to award a new contract on a month-to-month basis, then yes, the appeal process can go forward. If it is an extension of the current contract, and that was my understanding of our prior discussion, then no, the appeal process does not go forward.
Madam Chair, what is this intent of this? Is this an award or is this a month-to-month contract? It says month-to-month contract. I'm just making sure I can vote on something properly.
Supervisor Joseph, would you like to clarify?
Yes, and just to clarify, I still have the motion before us, which is requesting that this be laid over to January with a month-to-month extension of the prior contract at this $231,000, okay, and a report back from staff. Now, staff is telling me that the new policy hasn't been written yet, but I do still believe it would be appropriate to have staff give us a report on the entire process that was followed, so we have it before us, and then a recommendation from the department on what permanent contract should be voted on. So in January, we can take a vote, and if there's going to be appeals on either side, that January vote would then start that whole process. That was the intent of my motion.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Young?
Madam Chair, to clarify, and that could get inserted after month to month underneath the Jennifer Behavioral Health Services on your amendment should be month to month extension of 2011. Just to clarify.
Thank you, I accept that.
Sorry. Okay, but we can't amend the amendment, can we?
Well, I'll accept that. That'll be my motion.
Friendly amendment. Okay. Okay. All right. Alex?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, just to clarify, the total dollar amount for 2011 is larger than this due to the budget amendment that was passed, so the dollar amount would then not be correct. I can recalculate it with Ms. Collins, so I didn't understand that it was an extension of the prior contract, so I'll just recalculate that quickly. I apologize. I didn't understand.
Can I... Yeah, well, why don't I make it one-twelfth amount based on the prior contract?
Okay. All right. Okay.
One month.
All right. So the motion is to lay over till January with a month-to-month extension of the 2012 contract at 1/12 2011 contract. At 1/12 the 2011 BHD allocation for Genesis Behavioral Services. Okay. That's it. All right. On the motion, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Biddle?
Aye.
Mayo?
No.
Rice?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
No.
Harris?
No.
Madam Chair?
No.
3 ayes, 4 noes. The amendment fails.
All right. I have a motion for approval by Supervisor Mayo for the Genesis contract for 2012. So any further comments or questions on that motion? On that motion.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, we did take that vote previously.
We reconsider.
So now we need to take
we need to take
again.
Yes.
All right. Madam Clerk, on the motion for approval.
Biddle.
Madam Clerk.
Sorry?
Supervisor, I had a question.
Oh, Supervisor Rice.
Just a question for the department. What is the impact of a negative vote on this particular matter with respect to the delivery of services?
Madam Chair, I'm not 100% sure where we are, but if we do not have a contract by January 1st, we will not be able to provide any detox services for the approximately 140 people that come to our emergency department on a monthly basis.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you. All right. On the motion for approval, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Biddle.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you all very much for your spirited conversation here this morning regarding this item. We will move forward with the appeal process.
Madam Chair, I move approval of the My Home, Your Home.
Thank you. Supervisor Lipscomb has moved approval of the My Home, Your Home contract. Madam Clerk, on that motion, please call the roll.
Biddle.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Harris.
Abstain.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes, 1 abstention. The motion is approved.
Okay. Very good. Woo, moving on. Item number 11.